Is it on? Good morning, everybody. We'll now call the September 12th Commissioners Meeting to order with all three commissioners present and our clerk Christie. And as always, we will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can I get a motion to table the minutes from last week?
Motion.
I'll second, and with that, I would like to say, it is not because Christie's not been busy and couldn't get it done. It's because of the audit stuff that she's working on. So I second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Can I get an approval of the agenda?
Motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Moving on to our first appointment, we have Chance Graham from the Health Department. Sir, the floor is yours. Welcome.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
I don't know if you guys, I was telling Christie I was late to get some of these resolutions sent over to her, so there's that. So most of you guys know, I'm Chance Graham. This is Justin. He started at the Health Department.
Good morning, Justin. Nice to meet you.
Transferred from Benton County, so you'll see him around. But so what I'm seeking to get approved today, it's not any contracts for any sewage jobs to get replaced. This is actually just for 2025 funds. We're hoping to get $150,000 more April of 25 to be able to help more residents around the county, get some of the nuisance complaints and systems that aren't working, get them repaired or replaced. So I'll just read, I guess, just the first little paragraph. A resolution authorizing the Hocken County Health Department to apply for, accept, and enter into the 2025 Water Pollution Control Loan Fund Agreement on behalf of the Hocken County Commissioners for the repair and replacement of home sewage treatment systems. So, but yep, that's really about it. Douglas Fisher, which is the Health Commissioner, Kevin Smith, and myself will be the, I guess, authorized representatives to be able to submit payment requests to you guys to get it paid out to the contractors and whatnot.
And then three of you are the three that will be applying for the assistance.
Yes, yep, exactly. Yep.
How much have we done this year?
So we have 2024, I have used up thus far $116,000. So we got a little bit left. We have $150,000 total.
Okay.
And I don't know, we're kind of trying to figure out if we're even going to get $150,000. Just, I mean, with the way the economy is, prior years they actually gave us $300,000. And I mean, it's been dropping year after year. So this year when I applied, I just put maximum, which is $150,000. So I'm hoping that's what we get. But
who actually provides the funds for what organization?
So it's the EPA. Yep, yep. Okay. They provide the money to just, I guess, at the end of the day, they're trying to protect surface water and groundwater. So it's a lifesaver, because it's hard with some of these. You go out to somebody's property and they have an issue with their sewage treatment system. You can't just go out there and say, hey, it has to be fixed, and them not have any money. So it's nice to be able to rely on this and say, look, we have some help we can get you. So, but. Yep, so that is really about it. I don't know, I guess the best way, do you want me to go through and read this?
No, that's okay. Fine. When we get into general business, we'll bring that up and make the motion.
Awesome.
And go from there.
Okay, cool. So,
thank you very
thank
much
you
for coming in.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Next up, we have Roman Wolschenetsky from the Hocken County Amateur Radio Club. And I do not see Roman here. So we will skip and move to the 940, which is Michelle Mays with Foster Heaven.
I have a question for you. Is that on the agenda to approve? Because we did get the doc. We didn't approve.
Yeah, it's the very first thing in the packet.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but it's underneath the Health Department one now. But it was the first.
Got it.
Michelle Mays from Foster Heaven.
She's running a little late.
Okay.
Could we go into general business, Mr. President?
Sure. Absolutely.
That's the only ones on the agenda, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we saved our executive session to the last.
I'll make the motion to go into general business.
And I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, general business. First thing we have up is the resolution that Chance Graham just brought in. If I could get a motion to approve.
Motion. Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, there it is.
After that, so my apologies to the Hocken Valley Amateur Radio Club. You brought in all the paperwork and everything last week, and we had set it aside, and I forgot to go back and approve it. So we have the liability insurance, we have everything in place, and again, this is for those that weren't here. We're having a gentleman climb the radio tower behind 911 to fix an antenna, but we wanted to make sure we had insurance coverage and everything was good, so.
I'll make that motion to approve.
And can I get a second?
I'll second.
And any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 You guys may climb the tower. Are you Michelle?
Yes.
Okay. Can I get a motion to move back into appointments?
Confused. Second. Just kidding.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ma'am, you have the floor. Welcome.
Oh, wow. I was told 9:45, but that's awesome.
We're a little ahead of schedule.
That's perfect. I think I've met everyone except for Michael. Hello, I'm Michelle Mays. I am the CEO and founder of Foster Hub. We just received a grant for $7.3 million to purchase, which we have purchased the building where the old Rich's Pharmacy used to be. The construction and everything cannot begin until we get rid of some hazardous materials that are in the building. We were made aware last week before, at the Buckeye Hills Regional Council Summit, that there is brownfield money specifically for hazardous material removal of old buildings. And we were told that we needed to address the commissioners to find out what to do to help with receiving the funding for the asbestos and whatever else they find in there, removal.
So those funds are available, I think, through various sources. So we would need to sit down and we can get a hold of Buckeye Hills and also HapCap.
Okay.
Because I know there's different programs based on what the materials. I'm assuming it's lead-based paint and things of that nature.
We'll find out after our service.
Asbestos. Okay. Yes. There are brownfield monies for that.
Okay.
There's a grant program or an application we have to go through. Perfect. Which Buckeye Hills and or HapCap would do. So if you're available to meet maybe tomorrow with me or sometime, we can sit down and we can make some phone calls and see
sure.
what the next step would be.
That would be great. Thank you.
On the website, it says the application closes on April the 1st. Is it a rolling application?
The funds go in a yearly cycle, so that might be a hold up. If we miss this year's deadline, then we'll have to apply for next year.
Okay.
I can tell you this, nothing works quite as slow as the speed of government, so it's not going to happen next week.
We are very aware.
Yeah. But yeah, absolutely. Before you leave, if you could leave your number,
sure.
And I'll get a hold of you, and we'll set up a time, hopefully tomorrow sometime. We can sit and chat and figure out the next step, and we'll call HapCap and Buckeye Hills and get moving on it.
Perfect. Thank you.
I have a question.
Sure.
Or a comment.
Yes.
First question. Our question is $7.3 million. What is that
yes.
money going to be used for?
The purchase of the building, the renovation of the building. There are several apartments we're going to have in there. It's going to be transitional housing, a training center. We're going to have a computer training lab, a life skills training classroom, a teaching kitchen,
okay.
A multi-purpose room, a cafe attached to the teaching kitchen, and a shopping room for the youth to shop, to buy, because we have a lot of donated items. That way they can shop for the items they need, hygiene, anything like that, and furniture. So we're transitioning them into adulthood, and they can come back to the center for any of our training classes or counseling sessions. We're working with the hospital on getting a nutrition class and a group therapy class. We're also working with integrated services for any substance counseling that needs to happen. We're working with Job and Family Services on which youth need help, and they introduce us to the youth a few months before they age out of foster care. That way we get to know them, we find out what their goals are, and we can kind of mold a plan to help them be successful adults. So
but the $7.3 million does not include remediation of any of the hazardous materials.
It
typically when you would build a proposal to rehab a building, you would include remediation in that proposal?
It did include some, but we are told there may be a lot more than what we.
So, but your survey will tell you that, your way.
Yes, yes.
That's been commissioned, GCI is a consulting engineer that's gonna go and walk the building and determine that, I think in a week or two.
Okay, because my comment then is, if the deadline for the brownfield remediation is April, that could significantly delay your, because if that means that no grants will be issued until sometime after April, which is a long time from now, which means you really can't do anything until you remediate. So that, sorry about that, and that was mine. That could delay your plans significantly. So you may want to see if you can shift some funds to remediate from your existing funding so that you're not hampered. Because you're probably a year out before you would see any funds.
With the brownfield money, there's different grants, there's different programs, there's state, there's EPA, the governor has a thing. So hopefully between HACCAP and Buckeye Hills, we can find something that would be quicker. That's my hope.
Okay.
That's the key right there. Yes. Brownfield, if it's too far out in advance, there is possibility other, and Buckeye Hills would be great to help with that, that they could help you get funding from another source. I mean, I've known your project ever since you were in the planning stages, and it is a very worthwhile project.
Yeah, and I was only saying that not to be a Debbie Downer.
No, I was saying it
because I've read your plan as well and appreciate the work you all are doing. That's very critical for the youth of today, and appreciate what you're doing. I just don't want to get delayed by the speed of government. So
we're just trying to help, basically.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Any help you can give is great. So if we have to use certain funds that are designated for something else now and then possibly get reimbursed, that would be great as well. So
that could be hard to do.
Yeah, reimbursements are hard.
Reimbursement.
Yeah, hopefully there's something, because I know there's stuff for asbestos specific, there's lead paint specific, there's energy window specific, there's a lot of different programs. So hopefully with HAPCO, with Buckeye Hills Regional Council, we can come up with something and say, hey, we can do this now, this in a few months, and start at least getting progress.
When was the building built?
Yes.
How long ago was the building built?
Forever. 1914.
Yeah, so you've got
all
this stuff
there.
You got lead paint, you've got everything in there.
And
so
it's been empty for over 20 years, so.
Trust me, I know what it's like.
Do you have a card?
Yes, I
okay.
do.
Yeah, if you just want to leave me your card,
sure,
I'll
absolutely
reach out and we'll set up a time.
Okay, thank you.
You're
thanks
welcome
for the work.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Who do I leave the card with?
You can just leave it here.
I know how to get a hold of it.
Oh, yes, you do.
I think it's a very good project.
Thank you very
much. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. You guys have a great day.
You as well. Thank you very much for your time and for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you
thanks
for listening.
You know, next year maybe at the booth you should kind of have a booth somewhere to fair to explain to people what's going on.
Yes, yes, yes. That would be wonderful.
The more people that you can reach out and contact, the more information they have, the better off it is.
Yes.
And people
thank
buy
you
it.
Thank
you.
Work. Thank you all.
And we still do not have Roman Wolfshinetsky with Hocking Valley Amateur Radio Club. So, can I get a motion to go back into general business?
Motion.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I would say if no one shows up, we'll just approve it anyway.
Well,
we did.
We approved
it.
So I'm assuming that's what they were referencing. Next up, we have was just noticing the header on that. So a request for fund transfer of county share. Common pleas, I want to make sure I got the right.
Establishing a full.
I think these
specific
two are the same. This is for the county match.
Yes, the next one goes with it.
Okay, thank you, that's what I wanted to make sure of.
Darla said that the county does the match.
Okay. Yeah, I was just noticing because the top of it still has Kenneth Wilson on it, but I realized it was before Chris Rovers took over that position.
Yeah.
So the Hocking County auditors, every year, it looks like they get funds for subsidy payroll project agreements. And this started in 2015 between the state of Ohio and our county. The state pays $35,000, and the county has a 35% match, which was $12,250, and that goes to drug court salary and fringes. So the state pays 65% of it, the county picks up the difference. So this is the paperwork to request a fund transfer of the county share.
Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Certificate of additional revenue, additional appropriations from the auditor's office. This is cigarette tax 240 into undetermined cigarette tax. I'm not sure what UND is. Account BA30 in amount of $1,885. These are monies from cigarette vendors that was under budget for 2024, and they need to certify additional monies.
So moved.
I have no idea what this is doing. I apologize. Who?
So there's a cigarette tax that's county specific. So it comes, we're taking it from this and into this because they were short by $1,885.
But who is, I mean, what's the money being used for? I don't understand. I mean, I apologize. I should have asked that question before. Is it possible?
We could table it. Yeah, we could table it and sit down.
Unless someone knows, I like to understand where the money's going.
Now, I remember we did it last year, but I don't remember the amounts. I think it was a lot less last year. So, but yeah, we can absolutely table it and talk to Mr. Overs.
It's gone into that account right there.
Into the BA30.
Which is used for what? What's that account used for? What do we do?
It's used for what's right down here in this information part.
So the money we collect cigarette tax, or the state does, and they remit it to us, but it says it's under budget. Oh, it's just, I understand now. So it looks to me like what's going on is we got more money than got more money than we expected to get.
That's right.
Okay.
They had budgeted X amount of dollars, but it came in more money than that. So in order to get the money into our budget, it's caused additional revenue.
Yeah. I'll second.
Okay. We're good. Okay. Any further discussion? So we have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Excuse me. Certificate of additional revenue, additional appropriation for common pleas, felony drug court probation, and the salaries fringes, felony probation, amount of $35,000. This is the City of Ohio Specialized Docket Support Program.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Basically, that's the same thing right there.
Additional appropriation, Hocken County Municipal Court, Municipal MAP Project 089, $80,000 in the salary and $80,000 in the fringes. This is new funding that has come in.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We have a press release. This letter serves as an official press release for all of Hocken County, Ohio. All 8 fire chiefs have discussed and agreed to this press release in accordance with various state codes. Nothing in this paragraph shall hurt a local fire code official with authority to do so from issuing a local ban on open burning, recreational fires, or the use of outdoor fireplaces at any time when conditions warrant, including during times when the state fire marshal has issued a ban, as long as the local ban does not contradict the ban by the state fire marshal. Hocken County is currently experiencing a drought, and the risk of fire is great. There is no open burning permitted in Hocken County until further notice. All Hocken County fire departments are listed below. So that's all the townships and the City of Logan. So there is a burn ban in effect. As everybody knows, we're in a drought. So this includes outdoor fire rings, campfires, everything of that nature is currently not permitted.
So moved.
I guess we do need to approve that.
Pardon?
It's a press release. I don't know if we need to actually.
We need to approve it. We support that.
Okay.
In my opinion, we need to.
Yeah. So your motion is we support it. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
And all in favor? Aye.
Has the Hocken press County release been done? Do you know, Christy?
It's been on Facebook, and I think it was in the paper.
I saw it on an email, but okay.
Hocken County sick leave bank usage. Pursuant to county policy, employees are permitted to donate sick leave to a bank for the benefit of other employees within their departments or agencies. Employees may donate up to 80 hours of sick leave every 12 months, provided they maintain a minimum of 160 hours. Once donated, employees may not take back their sick leave. And this is a form.
I make a motion to approve the sick leave.
Yeah, this is somebody wanting to donate.
Yes.
So I will gladly second that. Any discussion?
My question is, are they donated to someone specifically, or is it just going
into a fund and then the...
That's interesting. Okay.
Oh, they're wanting to use.
Yeah.
The sick leave bank, not donate.
Yeah, it says that she.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This person has zero wanting to use.
Yeah. Take from the sick. Yes, from the sick bank. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. So, we have a first and a second. Any further questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Hocken County Sheriff, Animal Control Division, Dog Warden Monthly Statistics. They had 6 animal bites, 3 animal cruelty investigations, 3 livestock violations, 3 dog tag violations, 13 other violations, 3 citations issued, and they collected a total of $450 in miscellaneous fees. I cannot speak today, my apologies. 15 strays were picked up, 16 were brought in, 9 were surrendered, the total incoming was 40. 12 were returned to owner, 14 were adopted, 6 went to a rescue group, and 2 were euthanized for a total of 34 out.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Lastly, resolution accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission and authorizing the necessary tax levies and certifying them to the county auditor. This is basically all the levies that are currently. We have the general fund, Board of Health, the DB, Senior Center, EMS, Food Bank, Children's Services. And this is just certifying them all for another year, it appears.
It's telling you how much each one of them gets.
Oh, the mm-hmm. breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it is. I see it.
So effective.
Yep.
It's kind of interesting to look at, isn't it?
It is.
And this is just money that comes to the county, it doesn't like the schools, obviously.
No.
Major recipient.
They're levied.
Okay.
So do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I have a couple of things real quick. One, you probably have this on yours too. The fair is going on. Today is the Senior Day and Veterans Day. Seniors get in free all day. There is a concert at noon, and I'll let you talk about that here in a minute because you know more about it. Second thing I have, since June, Ohio has experienced severe drought. Southeast Ohio has been disproportionately impacted, with some areas having extreme and even exceptional intensity levels. The Ohio Department of Agriculture has released a resource page. If you go to the Ohio Department of Agriculture's website, you can get to that. Also, for anybody in the area that's interested, Senator Brown from Ohio was hosting a webinar in conjunction with the USDA Farm Service Agency. That will be today, Thursday, September 12th at noon. And this is open to citizens as well as county officials. Anybody can attend and listen in. If anybody is interested or needs the link to join that webinar, call our office and Christy will provide that. Because it's a very, very long link. And that is all I had on my yellow pad. Ma'am,
yeah,
it's all you.
I have a couple things here. One thing is that you was talking about aid for the farmers. They do have a program down at the ASC office down at the Plains that with people who have cattle and you have until January the 1st to sign up for it, you have to make an appointment. So anyone that has cattle should probably check into that. The other thing about down at the fair, yes, today at it is Senior Day, and Lil Roy and Lizzie from Lincolnton, Georgia will be there for the entertainment. And then at 6 o'clock this evening, Persuaded Group, the gospel group, will be there for the people to hear. And you do not have to have a reservation like in the past, so it's just anyone can come.
Those are both in the shelter house, Sandy?
Pardon?
Both of those events are at the shelter house?
Yes.
Okay.
At the shelter house. The first thing here is plumbing. There's a main water leak down at the going to the dog pound, and it needs to be replaced. So we would like to make a motion for Roy to get some estimates for that. He's checking all the contractors here that does the plumbing. And so we need to have a motion that he do that.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. The next thing is our budget. We had said we needed the budget in by a certain date, but due to the fact we're getting new software upstairs, we need to extend that date out to October the 10th to have your budget back into us by October the 10th, because we would not be able to make it otherwise. The next thing is Tim for his continuing education. It will be held down at Marietta. It costs $350 for the class, which Christie's taking care of, but I'd like to approve up to $400 so that he can have $50 to spend for food if he needs to. So that is my motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The next one is we have an RFQ out for the job up at Rockbridge, and we have been asked because some people didn't seem to find it in time. And we do want everyone to have a chance to apply for that. So if we could, and I don't see any reason why we can't because of kind of the mix-up in it, if we could extend that date for 1 week instead of having it on the 11th, that we can move it up to September the 18th, that they be due.
I'm all.
Second that.
I'm all for it. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And Sandy, I'm going to call the company that called the other day today to just see where they are, and then I'm also going to call DLZ to say, is there somebody else that we should be reaching out to see if we can get some more quotes.
That's right. The more quotes that we can get, the better it is. Because I think as of right now, we only have one, don't we?
Yes.
And that just came today.
Yeah.
So there was a mix-up. Someone called in here, and there was a mix-up on where it was at. It was posted where it was supposed to be posted, but I think they had difficulty getting to it to find it.
Okay.
So to give everyone a chance. Then the next thing we have is Mark. He would like to go to performance, let's see here, to performance, went to use the county car, and he asked if his wife could go, and his wife can go because she is a county employee. And I even called the insurance to make for certain, and they said yes, it would be okay. It is a community performance fair, and he would like to use the car to go to that. And the date of that is September the 14th. So that is my motion.
I will gladly second
Saturday.
Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Let's see. We have went back and checked, and we find that there is a mistake in the minutes, and we have the recording, but I would like to make a motion that Christie be able to correct that, to correct it.
I will second.
What are we correcting? I'm sorry.
An old set of minutes.
Oh.
A set of minutes, and we found out that there is a mistake.
Oh.
Something didn't get put on there, and I'd like to have a motion for her to give her the authority to go back and correct that. Because we have it on tape.
Yeah.
I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Mark, I think that is, that's really, that's all I have.
Sir?
I only have a couple. Land bank update. We did have a meeting last week. And it was productive. We had a couple of people who were not able to attend, and have subsequently talked to both of them. So whether or not we need a land bank is still up in the air. I'm hoping to get with the Mayor Fronfelder today in another meeting that I'll see him in. So either way, we can move some of these tax delinquent properties forward through the process. And so when we all sat around the table here, the treasurer was here, the clerk of courts was here, the auditor was here, Jeff Catry was on the phone. We walked through the steps of what it takes to basically collect back taxes or to foreclose on tax delinquent properties. And I think the conclusion is the ball has been dropped in multiple places. And I'm confident, and I will say now the ball is moving forward on several, sure. But I would also say that there are many, 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 many more properties out there that the process has not even been initiated. And I'm hoping within the next 30 days that some of those will get into the process to start a notification serving So it's a long process, but it's almost like no one was driving it. There was nobody driving the program forward. I think the treasurer is motivated to help make that happen, and I know Jeff Catry from the prosecutor's office is definitely motivated to make things happen. So regardless of the outcome of the land bank, whether it's land bank or whether we do it internally without a land bank, the steps need to be followed in a timely manner for us to make it happen. And I think we all know we have $2.5 million of outstanding back taxes that have not been paid. And so hopefully we'll begin to either collect some of those or foreclose on some of those properties to be able to do something with those funds, those assets that are sitting out there.
I hope that when you start that, and I'm all for this, because we do have places that needs attention, that some are more difficult than others. And the one I'm referring to right now is down at the nursing home, down in Morroville, because there's so many people involved in it. No one knows how to get in touch with anybody.
Yeah.
All the LLCs have gone bankrupt and transferred, and there's no paper trail. There's no actual owner that they can locate.
We're fortunate, though, on that one, because that's one we use as an example. Jeff Catry is a whiz. That guy is really sharp. And he said, I've got a plan.
Yeah,
he knows all the intricacies of that particular issue. And he is willing to even drive it. His Jeff status is, you may not know this, is he's retiring from Pickaway County this year.
Okay.
So we'll be able to have as much of his attention as we want.
That's a good thing for us.
So. And then I am going to send out the email to the department heads today to say, look forward to having a quarterly meeting. Let's get one scheduled. So that's going to happen today. And then I know this was in there. I just want to make sure you guys have seen it. That was the outcome of our meeting, policy meeting 2 weeks ago. That's our current plan for Athens, Hocking, Solid Waste District. So that was approved by the policy committee. And at some point, we'll be asked to approve this plan as a board.
Probably going to be tomorrow. It'll go before the board down.
In Athens?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not tomorrow. Excuse me. I got my days mixed up. On Monday.
Yeah, we have a meeting on Monday. Right. Correct. But I just want to make sure
this
you guys have
the new gen fees and the
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the 5-year plan.
Yeah, that's the 5-year plan. It's got
and
2-2-2.
And you know,
well, it's, yeah, but the budget is really, the budget's five years.
Okay.
Sorry.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
And I kudos. I mean, Jane has spent a lot of time writing and now rewriting the plan, and I it's worthy of our consideration. That's all.
That's it.
Okay.
I have one other thing.
Sure.
In talking to Mr. Nyheiser this morning, rather Mr. Nyheiser talking to me this morning, we had discussed that we would have the people come in that we have appointed to the boards to give us an update. Now, I'm okay with that, except these are volunteer people, they're volunteer jobs, and a lot of them have jobs during the day. So I don't know how we could do that unless we would ask for an update when we have our evening meeting.
Evening, yeah, we can do that.
Do you think that would be possible?
Yeah.
And we'll have an evening meeting coming up in, September 26th or something like that.
This month?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's when we have our choir thing. We moved it up a month from October.
Yes.
Yeah.
So possibly if we could have Christy, when she can, to notify her. I mean, I'll even help her do it. I can notify them, and she just gives me the people. On Monday, I'll start that, and I'll notify the people and ask them if they can come that in the evening meeting and give us an update on whatever they're, like the DD, tourism, the library. Actually, we have appointed to the hospital board, too.
What were the two that we scheduled last week? One was tourism. On one, it was a monthly, like on the third, and then
Grants.
The second. Who's the other?
Grants.
Grants, okay, that's great. All right, which obviously he can do. He's here,
yes.
And Karen did, when she was here last week, offer to come every month if we would like it to, which I think is a good idea. But I agree with Sandy, if we could have our representatives come on that evening.
Because they're volunteering their time. So that is my motion, so we can set it in stone here. That is my motion, that we have them.
I strongly second that, and I agree, everybody that we appoint would be invited to that evening meeting, which makes that evening meeting maybe a little longer, but to me, that's worth it. Good.
Okay, we have first and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. And trust me, that's all I have.
Okay, that concludes general business, so we will now move into public comment. Sir?
I just have two real quick questions. It'll take 30 seconds.
Sure.
When Chance talked about the sewer help for anybody having problems, is that talking about like county sewer or is that private?
Both. Depends on the income. But that can help, because I know the last several recipients have been senior citizens who didn't have the funding to replace the septic system. So there's funding out there for, that's what did, I believe, and don't quote me, but I believe most of it goes to those type of instances.
Okay, just curious.
Yeah.
And the other question was, Michelle talked about the Rich building. Is that just one building, or is there a row of storefronts where all those buildings are connected together?
I think she just bought the
just one. Just the one, where M&M Diner.
Okay.
And where Rich was.
Okay.
And it had those, like Pat Nangle had an office upstairs, mm-hmm. at Current, remember? Yeah. Yeah. That's the last person I remember being upstairs. Okay. And she's going to do a lot of work in the M&M Diner part. I was told that where the bathroom is back there at M&M Diner, there's going to be another bathroom there. And of course, we know that that basement is in bad shape. It's been in bad shape for years. He's new
official. Yeah, I was just curious. Me, those are from my teenage years hanging around.
Oh, yes. I have been told, Mr. Morgan, that there's going to be a counter in there like Rich's we sent out, but it will not open until after M&M Diner.
I meant to be that much
in the afternoon. And that funding for the sewer is income based.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sometimes they can do a percentage. Yeah. Maybe not the whole thing, but half of it.
Did your wife make you ask those questions? Because she's kind of silent over there today.
I was going to ask her, but she didn't like to be disturbed when she's listening to you guys, so I saved it for the end.
Well, that concludes the appointments, general business, and public comment. Next up, we have an executive session with EMS Director Carrie Alford over personnel. And there will be no decisions made or actions taken after that, so that should be the end of the day, unless something comes in last minute.
Yes.
Make the motion to go into executive session.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
And roll call vote, please.
Sandra Ogle.
Yes.
Jason DiNaprio.
Yes.
Michael Hunt.
Yes.
And you all for attending. Okay, it is now 10:37, and we are out of executive session with no actions taken and no decisions made. And we have nothing else in general business. We have no public to comment. Everything else is completed. So if I could get a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And second.
All
fair
in favor.
Time. Fair time.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Let's go to the fair. After we sign.